trainer Linda Rice is with me now to talk about Max Player and look back on that performance. Linda, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What an effort last weekend. You had to be very pleased with that.
Yes. Yeah, we were thrilled, you know, to go from a maiden win to grade three withers was very exciting.
He is now 2-for-3 lifetime, pairing up back-to-back victories. His only defeat coming in his debut at Parks last November. When did you first get the sense that he could be this caliber?
You know, he was kind of a slow developer all summer. He arrived in my barn at the end of May, and all through the summer he just was coming very slowly, coming to hand slowly. And, you know, but he did start to show improvement in the fall. And I spoke to Mr. Hall about the colt, obviously, and told him, look, I think this horse just wants to run long, because he really didn't have a lot of turn of foot in his work. So we picked out an easier spot for him at Parks versus running him on Cigar Mile Day at Aqueduct. And so I think we just didn't want to set the bar too high for him at the time.
You know, I asked Kieran this question when he was on with me in the first half of the program, but how do you approach, Linda, these early season Derby prep races when you're getting a horse ready?
Well, frankly, I think that, you know, every horse is different. You know, they all come along at different paces. Some of these horses make great two-year-olds and do well in the, you know, in the Nashua and the Remsen, and then move on to the three-year-old campaign. And then horses like Justify, who didn't show up on the Derby scene until, I believe, March, some of those horses come to hand quicker than one might expect at these longer distances. So we're hoping that Max Player makes the same. He improved a lot from the maiden win to the Withers, and we have 60 days to train into the Wood Memorial, and I'm hoping and in that 60 days he shows great strides forward as well.
Yeah, what are the signs that you see in him and that you'll look for over the next 60 days to let you know he's ready to take that next step?
Yeah, he's been becoming much more professional. In his first couple starts, he was very green. Even in his training, his morning workouts, we've gotten comfortable with the fact that he doesn't possess a lot of tactical speed, and that he's going to run on the end of his races, and he does the same in his workouts. So now that we've been convinced that's what he wants to do, we've designed a program basically for him that will complement that running style.
You've won so many big races, Linda. Your career has now seen you win more than 2,000 races, one of just three female trainers in the history of the sport ever to do so. Where does the Kentucky Derby rank for you?
Oh, I think that's on top for everyone that I know of that trains horses. You know, that would be thrilling to win the Kentucky Derby, and every trainer's dream.
All right, tell me about that 2,000th win. It was just less than a month ago, I guess, January 12th.
Yes. Actually, it came at Aqueduct in a stakes race, the Regal Park, with a horse named Silly Kay, owned by John Clay of Alpha Delta. So that made it more exciting. I was glad it wasn't in a maiden claimer. and then my 200th stakes win came in the Withers, so that was exciting as well. So.
Wow. I didn't realize that was your 200th stakes win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, just living the life of knocking down these milestones right now. That's not a bad place to be.
Yeah.
What's next? What do you do for an encore from here?
Oh, we get on the Derby trail and get ourselves to Kentucky in May.
Wouldn't that be a fitting way
to
wrap it all
milestone.
Up?
That's our next milestone.
That would be outstanding. Talking with Linda Rice here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. You know, I've always said, Linda, and listen, you grew up in Wisconsin, which isn't exactly a hotbed of states to produce trainers, but you grew up in Wisconsin. Racing was kind of in your pedigree. I've always said that over the years, you have been one of the top trainers. Forget about male, female, gender, any of that. One of the top trainers in the sport. So to now be one of just three female trainers with 2,000 victories, that has to be special for you.
Yes, it is. My family was originally, I was born in Wisconsin. The rest of my family was. My father was childhood friends his whole life with Wayne Lucas, who they went to school together. And so there's a lot of horsemen came out of central Wisconsin, more than you would think.
Really? Really? See, I didn't realize
yeah.
that.
Tom Durkin came from Central Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right. And, yeah, wasn't he calling cars against horses or something at one point?
Yeah, he actually had his first announcing job at a fair meet in Annieville, Wisconsin, that my father and Wayne were both present for. And so there's a love of horses in Wisconsin, and that's where we came from. But to get to New York and to win 2,000 races and find myself on the Derby Trail, you know, those are exciting times.
Can we still consider you a cheesehead?
Well, I guess.
Will you cheer for the Wisconsin team still, or are you a New York girl now?
I think I'm a New York girl. I've been in New York for a long time now. I was raised in Hershey, Pennsylvania, but I made it to New York in 1997. So I would consider myself a New Yorker at this point.
Do I recall correctly, didn't you attend Penn State for a couple of years too?
Yes, I did.
All right. So she's a Nittany Lion. She's still somewhat of a cheesehead, but more of a New York girl at this point.
I'm a New
Yorker. Yeah, and she's won more than 2,000 races in what has been a tremendous career. When you think back on those 2,000 wins and some of the things you've accomplished, Linda, outside of that milestone, what are some of the other things that you're going to say, yeah, I'm proud that I did this?
Well, the obvious one would be winning the Saratoga training title. You know, that's a not an easy feat. Having in 2009 beating Todd Fletcher by one. Then I've won several other training titles at Belmont and Aqueduct. So those are meaningful milestones to me. I was tied for the leading trainer in the winter meet at Laurel a couple of years ago. Those are big accomplishments for me that I'm very proud of. Also, grade ones at Saratoga, you know, I campaigned City Zip, Things Change, Voodoo Song, horses at won grade ones at Saratoga, Palace, and then an Eclipse Award with La Verdad. That was very exciting as well.
All right, so outside of the Kentucky Derby, what other things are on the Linda Rice bucket list moving forward?
On the bucket list, the Breeders' Cup Classic, you know, things like that.
You're not setting the bar too high, are you? Breeders' Cup Classic, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, you have to have goals, you know?
Yeah. You know, and if anybody can do it, it's going to be Linda Rice. Max Player, a winner of the Withers last weekend. We'll see him next in about 8 weeks as he makes his way down the road to the Kentucky Derby. And Linda, can't thank you enough for spending a little time here this morning. Like all of our guests that appear on the program, I'm going to send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We will do that. And all the best moving forward.
Thank you, Mike.